storm comes a tall, handsome man in a dusty black coat with a red right hand.
Hello and welcome to 4,000 and Counting. I am Watty and today I am joined by Gary Kelly from the Aberdeen Lynx ahead of what is sure to be a great weekend of hockey up in Edinburgh. Gary, welcome back, mate. It's good to have you back on.
Thank you, Watty. Cheers. Be back.
First of all, congratulations on the league title. Very well deserved for you boys. Repping the Lynx, as you can see. And the second thing I wanted to get into, fucking big injury for you this year.
Yeah.
Talk about, there's never a good time to get an injury.
No.
But obviously, you and some of these other boys on a young team are all starting to come through and you're starting to fly and make a name for yourselves at senior hockey. You then run into an injury in your 18-year-old season. Frustrating, but sounds like, you know, you're on the mend and you're back to full fitness.
Yeah, it was tough at the time, especially with obviously the two-way Whitley coming about. It was kind of an opportunity to go and play down in England and stuff. But you know, it was totally unexpected. But then it was just another reminder, like in sport, anything can happen. So I was just, as soon as I was able to get back on my feet and start doing exercises, it was just get back to work, get back to hockey, and just pick up where I left off.
Did you do anything to kind of rehab the injury and strengthen it when you wasn't able to get on the ice yet?
Yeah, if I was doing a lot of swimming stuff, that's kind of what I was told. Well, when I was on crutches for 3 weeks, that's just sitting in the bed 3 weeks. After that, I was able to just start doing like light exercises, just like, you know, like the little hospital manual thing, they give you that.
Yeah.
So done that. Then when I started getting like properly back into it, I was going to there's a gym just down the road, has a swimming and that. So I was just going there. Got told swimming's one of the best things to do for your knee. So stuck to what I was told and got back to where I was.
That's good, mate. It's good because obviously you had a good start to the season and then that happens. It's unfortunate. But also touched on off the top, you boys are the champions. You've put a nice, big, shiny fucking target on your heads for this weekend. You got the job done, but you were made to work for it this year. How have you boys found the way to glory for 23-24 season?
I think starting off, the whole team deserves a massive congratulations, because myself was injured. There was about three or four boys out with collarbones, shoulders. You know, the lineup was always changing. So while us boys were out, they still got the job done, got some big results against the good teams. So it's good that the boys are able to do that. But when I've been there and I've been around the team, it's just been, you know, the exact same. No matter who's in the room, it's just, right, this is what we've got. This is our team. And whoever's in front of us, we're going to beat you, respectfully. That was in the mindset. Just everyone was just like, won it last year, and there's no outcome this year other than the exact same.
You've had a good season as a team, and that goes for both on the ice and off the ice. Obviously, I've been up there this year road tripping. It's out there, ladies and gents. I'll probably put the link to road tripping at the end of this. You can check Aberdeen out for yourselves. But I've forgot what I was going to say now. I've got to start talking about road tripping. So it's been good on and off the ice, I was going to say. It's been pretty much a sellout for every time I've checked. Yeah. You guys are selling up. How awesome is it to get to play in front of that packed barn every week?
Well, for me, I came from Dundee, and it's when you're an SNL, it's not really big crowds. So my first ever SNL game for the Tigers was in Aberdeen, and that's kind of the first time I ever seen it. And it's like, oh, okay. Kind of, you always knew it was, oh,
something. Yeah. I still got you, bud.
For me, it's more just like making other people, like see all the people that come and pay to watch us every week, and the same faces every week. It's the same people, you know, the same kids are always, you know, asking you for pointers and stuff like that. So I think just having a role within the city is just as important as anything. And I think that's really helped this year. The club's pushed away like a lot, along with like community stuff, and try to build the game as it is in Aberdeen. So then bringing the people in the door, for us players, it's just great. You know, every time we score a goal, it's electric. You know, some even boys who don't celly, they celly just because they're in Aberdeen, because all the fans are there and stuff. So, you know, it's great. I love it. I really like playing in Aberdeen. I'm loving the fans, and it's a great vibe. Honestly, it is. It's a great vibe.
You've got a good room there. There's an absolute bunch of beauties. How have you found, obviously, you've been in and around senior hockey for a couple of years now, but how have you found this group of lads to work with every week?
The best way, it's eye-opening, to be honest with you. I came from a team where you were kind of just like, you're the younger guy, you're down there. Then you went into a team where, obviously, you know, like Jack Flynn, Markey, Fraser, yeah, all these characters. And I was a 16-year-old, and they're like, powering you, not in a bad way, just letting you know like you're one of us now and stuff. So it's, you know, it's a great room, it's a great group of guys, and for me it's just helped me grow as a man more than just an ice hockey player. Took me under their wing, like through my injury, for example, when I wasn't going through the best time and I was struggling a bit, the guys were always there to put, you know, their arm around me and, you know, take me under their wing and just give me some pointers on, you know, what to keep doing, what not to keep doing. So yeah, it's a great room of guys. Everyone in the room's great.
Obviously, Jordan, player coach there. How have you found playing for him, and what have you kind of taken away from his game that you've added into your own sort of mix?
Well, Jordan's my line mate, so I've picked up a lot from him just playing with him, things I never really done before. Even just like that extra, see that the extra gear in you. Jordan gets the extra gear out of all of us. You know, he's in the room, he's always saying these things like, our end goal is always to win trophies, and Jordan emphasises that all the time. And, you know, for someone like me, I won a lot in juniors, to come from a winning background straight into SNL where it's a winning mentality, it suits me perfectly. But playing with him, no, to be honest, you probably like my playmaking, because, you know, Jordan just told me last year, like, you go to the net, I'll find you. But this year, it's a bit different now. I've stepped up, I'm able to make some more plays I wasn't making last year. And having Brant the import on with us too, it's been great the last few weeks. We've been really playing well as a unit, so yeah, it's been great.
So talk to me a little bit about the import, because I believe James was there when I was there, but not Brant. How's he settled in? How does he look?
Just another one of the boys came in. Obviously, he's a Canadian, so he gets a bit of the little, everyone trying to redo his accent and stuff like that. Like, he's came in, he's slotted in really well. Another character, another good character to have in the room. You know, he wasn't quite when he first came in. He just came in, got straight to business, and I'm pretty sure Jordan that would have laid out the ground, like, this is what we want to achieve, and he just came in and he's been brilliant so far. For me, it's playmaking. Another, like, that's just for me, it's his patience on the puck, where he kind of slows the game down. He controls the pace of it, helps players like me and Jordan, who have the speed and stuff. If he's slowing it down, we get into the position. So yeah, it's been
I like super coaches easy. Thinking, stick a couple of playmakers on a line with himself. Fucking good lads. So yeah, you two boys just get me the puck, it'll be fine. To be fair, that sounds like every player coach that I've ever played for, by the way. So he's not on his own on that one. He's getting some extra PP reps out there. James DeMeo's had a good season, 16 goals in 14 games. And then the big man, John Dolan, 26 tucks in 19 games. He's a fucking 100 years old. He's still doing it. What is John? He's 43, is he?
What is it? The SIH website, is it 70 points he's got?
Oh, no, I'm on Elite Prospect, so this is probably wrong.
Yeah, but well, if you go on the Scottish Ice Hockey website and you go on the seniors, you can check the stats, and he's got like 70. I'm sure he's 70 plus, but he
came in senior and just, teams. Like, let's have a look. Where are the Aberdeen? Let's have a look here. By the way, shout out the SIH or Scottish Ice Hockey website is legit.
Yeah. It's definitely improved this season compared to last season.
It is so good. Right, here we go. We've got the stats in front of us here. You got 24 goals in 18 games this year.
Me?
Is that what it says? Aye. Oh, is no. Games played? No, right. Oh, how's your age first? Why does it have your age? Because normally it's games played. Okay, so that was weird. That's thrown me off. Age. But still, 16 goals in 24 games, mate. That's still a good nip. Where is the big man? Yeah, 28 plus 36. And he's 43-year-old. Getting it done still. So you've got... That's good, though, because you've got that experience. Old wise head in the room, and then you've got some young talent, and then you've got beauties like Jack Flynn and that. And it's a really good mix of boys you've got there. I found when I come to watch you, I was really impressed with Ben Edmonds.
Yeah, Ben's.
I thought I thought he was probably the best player on the ice for you boys that day that I came to watch. He seemed to just be in and amongst it. Every time he fucking looked up, he was on the forecheck or he had the puck, and he had a couple of points in that game, had a really good game. I don't mean to be disrespectful to North Air. It was something I was thinking about in the Streatham situation. Streatham obviously expected to win that tournament last weekend. I would say you boys are expected to win this tournament this weekend. You know, every tournament has a favourite. Streatham go into it much the same as yous, with a quarterfinal, ended up being a one-leg affair against MK Thunder, which they won fucking 14-0, 7-0 at the end of the first period. Like, how are you supposed to go into, you know, a big serious game, one of your most serious games of your life, one of the most important games of your life, after a scrimmage? And that's essentially what happened to you boys. It was a bit tighter in the first affair, but then in the second leg, you put a 12 spot on them, 12-0. Do you think, is there anything in that, or am I overthinking it?
North Air's a young team. They've got a lot of guys, like, their whole team's basically boys my age. Like, I've played with and against them over the years. They've got, like, Flynn Massey. I don't know if you've seen him. He's with Widnes as well. So they've got a lot of young players. I think they just kind of lack the experience that a lot of other teams have. They've got guys that have been there for years, etc. But North Air's not got that. They're going through, there might be a bit of a rebuild, you could say. But that game, the 6-4, we had a few guys injured, but, you know, as I said, start with it, there's no excuses. You know, whoever's in front, you go up and you beat them. So, you know, it'd be just some silly mistakes by ourselves. We were on the PK. I think we lost a few penalty kill goals for us, probably for them. So, I mean, it wasn't a great game, but, I mean, again, got the job done in the end, and that's kind of the main thing that mattered for us at the time. So, the week after last weekend, we just said to ourselves, like, 6-4, that's, no, we're going out, putting a statement out, playing how we play, and, you know, that's what we've done. So I'm glad we've done that this weekend. Well, the weekend just passed, going into this weekend.
I definitely think you boys put a statement out. I just wonder sometimes in that scenario if you're better coming off of like a 5-4. Do you know what I mean? Where you've, don't get me wrong, to win 12-0, no one gets hurt. You can work on some reps and you can do some things. It has its positives. But there's something about coming through a game where it can go anyway. Much like the NHL 2 playoffs this year, Basingstoke go 2-0 up, Haringey make it 2-2. Haringey arguably the better team there on out. Basingstoke, young kids under Robinson, 16, comes down, fucking toe drags the defenseman, goes backhand, top tee, like, with a minute and a half to go. It was epic. But, like, I don't know, I think something about those sort of character games that, where you have to go to the well and the boys have to stick in and you have to block that extra shot. You have to back check that little bit harder. There's, definitely, you know, bad habits can creep in when you're 10-0 up on aggregate. Winning by 10 on aggregate. But I'm sure you boys, that's not going to be the case. Professional attitude throughout. That's the one thing that I was really impressed with. Not the one thing, there was many things I was impressed with Aberdeen, but one of the major things that I was impressed with was how, for an amateur organization, it's so fucking professional. It's not amateur at all, is it? Like, it's legit.
It's one of the main reasons that I play up there instead of playing here. It's just such a, I feel like it's such an advanced place to play ice hockey. I mean, all this, like, all the social media stuff, like, you know, Sue, brilliant. She does all advertising. She does great. That's how you get bodies in the door, just as well as the promoting Jordan and that do. So I think, you know, for like Sue's and people like that, they build Aberdeen and they build up and they build up and they've got it to the point where now it's got that professional, like, vibe around it. Like, when I first went there, like, jerseys and stuff, like, having three, even having a warm-up jersey, like, in the SNL,
yeah, right.
Just like little things like that. There's just loads of little things that I really like about Aberdeen that makes it a professional, like, well, it seemed to be a professional outfit, to be honest with you, and bring selling out, etc. That's all part of it. So it's one of the main reasons I'm here. It's one of the main reasons few other Dundee boys are up there playing the whole professional.
It is a really cool place to play. I even joked to John, maybe I'll come out of retirement for a fucking for a wee junk around. The EasyJet flight up to Aberdeen, 45 minutes, piece of piss. I played for Peterborough. That took me 2.5 hours to get to when I was traveling. So, you know, an hour and 10 minutes down to Luton and a 40-minute flight, and I'm still quicker than it was to get to Peterborough. I was impressed. I had Adam Walker on an episode yesterday. They took on the Comets. That's who I got to see you boys play against. And we ended up chatting about their goalie. And he was the player that ended up with man of the match, I believe, in the game that I was at. He was lights out. How do you boys think, like, the goalies in the SNL compared to maybe, obviously you've seen some down in the NIHL, some in the, like, for example, some of the boys in the National you'll know as well. How do you think the goaltending standard in the SNL is? You're a forward, so I ask you, because you've got to shoot against the boys, right?
It's well, like, for example, North Air's goalie, Liam Griffin, he was one of the main reasons it was a 6-4 game. He's from Dundee, he played all his juniors with us in our same team. Yeah. Like, he's a very good goalie. Tommy at the Comets, he's obviously a really good goalie. Even likes of Craig Chalmers in Edinburgh, you know, Matty Meakin, the Tigers, you know, there's all these goalies, you know, everyone has their off nights, and sometimes those goalies get of it because they're in the net and these people should say you should be stopping or whatever. But I think the standards definitely got higher. Like, for us, Dale's had, I think, about 5 or 6 shutouts this year. You know, obviously the team helped that too, but he stands on his head for us. And he's stood on his head for us. But, you know, for me, as a forward shooting another goal, he's like, I don't like going against Tammy, for example.
It's
I don't
good,
like,
mate. Yeah, it's
because, like, when we played in Dundee, like, and the 2 goals I scored weren't nice, just, you know, in front of the net, gritty goals. But when you get the opportunity where you think, okay, I can maybe make a good play here, he's just like, no chance.
When you think you've got time, he's like, I've got time as well, mate. No, it's okay, cool. Super patient. That's what I was impressed, because you boys put a lot of rubber on him that night. I think 60 shots or something.
Yeah.
And I was going to say he stood tall. He's not a very big guy, but like he played tall all night. He stands up on the top of that crease and he's good. Who, obviously, I don't know much about the Kestrels. I'm not gonna pretend that I do. I am going to speak to one of their lads later on in the week. A lot of the lads that I knew will hopefully they'll be coming to watch, because they'll all be like 35, 40 now and they'll come and get a few beers in them. But you'll know some of the younger boys and stuff that they've got. What are the Kirkcaldy boys like as a team this year?
They started off really well. They were up at the top of the table with us in Edinburgh, you know, I think maybe until the new year, and then they kind of had a bit of a dip in form. But, you know, they're a good team. They've got, like, James Spence, Scott Jameson, they're 2 guys that James is still on a tour with the Flyers. Scotty was the other year. I think he played in Bristol last year for a few games too in the National League.
Okay.
But they've got some good offense. That's one thing I've noticed when we've played them this year. Last time we played them, it was 7-0 to us. But, no, that's not to be just like assuming you're going to go and do that again, because they're a good team. They're a Kirkcaldy team. The teams are always coached well. But for like
who coaches the Kestrels?
I think it's the boy. I don't know his actual name, but his name's, I think it's Wish. His name's Wishy. I just kind of know it from being in Dundee. But, you know, they've just got the same style of play 5 teams have always had. Just,
yeah.
Yeah, they've got this, like, they've got a lot of role players, you know, they're skilled guys, they do the work, and then they've got the guys to defend the back end as well. So they're a good
team. Game.
Yeah.
What's your head to head been against them this season so far? Do you know?
3-1 us. They beat us once, and well, I was injured because I was at that game, and it was 3-2. But it wasn't a lot in it. We could have clawed it back, but gave them too much respect, I think, in the start of the game for them to get the lead they got. So yeah. 3-1 us, but, you know, it's playoff hockey. You don't underestimate anyone, especially the 5 team, because they've got a lot of skilled guys, a lot of good goal scorers too. So we'll have our heads on a swivel on Saturday and take nobody lightly.
I'm buzzing for it, because obviously 3-1, like you say, games can go either way. And then from speaking to Walks yesterday, their battle against Edinburgh in the second semi-final, they're 2-2 against each other. They won 4-0 in Edinburgh this year. So, you know, it sets up for a really, really good day of hockey on the Saturday.
Yeah. For me, I'm kind of happy Brody and Josh are away to GB18s, because that's the 2.
See ya.
They're 2, like when I play for Scotland and stuff, they're 2 of, like, my best friends. So as much as, like, you're happy for them going away to GB, you're just happy because they won't be playing, because I do see them as 2 of the, like, Brody's one of the best defensive defensemen in the league, in my opinion. his points. He has looked at the playoff stats earlier. He's up there. And he's, I mean, it's only two games, but you know, he still produced enough for them to get that comeback against Killy and get themselves this weekend. So, yeah, definitely.
By the way, that might be the maddest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, we will.
What was it? I was trying to work it out earlier. I think whatever happened on the Saturday, the following leg, they had to win by 6 or 7. And they win by 6 to take it to OT and win it in OT.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they won it like 20 seconds into OT as well. Like, wasted no time.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was it. To be honest with you, I didn't expect that, just because like Enes Gallagher, like Conor McNulty, Torren, like the way the guys have really helped Killy this year. When I seen that, I was like, well, you know, them guys, they get another opportunity to go and run Riot. They can do it. Then somebody had said it in our changing room, like, Kessels have clawed it back, and then we're like, Jesus. So then works out after all the games on the Sunday, turns out we've got the Kessels. So let's just one of that 8-goal, 7-goal scoring from them on Saturday.
I noticed as well that the Aberdeen Supporters Club have put on a bus. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously a lot of people are going to make their own way over and stuff anyway, but the fact that the club are putting a bus on, that means you're going to be well supported when you're down in Edinburgh. I'm really excited to see how many you bring, because for a home game, it's mad. I don't know how they're going to travel for the playoffs, but it should be a decent crowd. Edinburgh, I think that second game, obviously Edinburgh Pirates are going to bring in a shit ton of fans.
Yeah, that's a pretty hostile place to play.
I'm excited about that.
Being at Whitley, it's like just a bigger Whitley Bay. That's what I think.
Okay.
It's like obviously the old vibe around that is loud. Like when we played there just before the league ended, like their fans giving it to us. Our bench is here and they're on the wall just above us. So even though we were 4-1 up, we were still hearing it from their fans or whatever. So it's a hostile environment. So yeah, imagine if Capitals go through. Obviously, either Celts or Kirkcaldy's going to have a hard one playing them in the final if they were to make it and beat Paisley. So, yeah, it's a hostile place to go.
It's not as bad for you because you're not coming from all the way up in Aberdeen. You're coming over for Dundee. But how do you feel about like the 1:30 face-off? Does that bother you, or are you just like just another game?
On game days, I'm up early and stuff. I don't like just sitting about all day and whatever. So I'm up.
It is long, isn't it?
Oh, then that's fine by me. So, but the bus will come and pick us up in Dundee. Like, we want a team bus, don't drive through. So you're about all the boys in it anyway. So by the time you're on the bus, no one's really thinking about anything else other than just getting this job done on Saturday and hopefully getting another final on Sunday.
Right, one final question then. What is the key for the Lynx to continue the good form and get the job done at the weekend with 2 victories?
Just play our game. Play our game. Don't underestimate anyone. Just play our system, because we've proven for the last 2 seasons, and especially this year, like when we run our game, we're a very hard team to beat. I think we're the best team in the league when we're playing at our best. But if we're not at our best, then we're going to pay. So hopefully we just play our game, keep it simple, do what we've done all year, and hopefully get another trophy in the cabinet come Sunday.
Right, Gary, thank you for jumping on. I know it's short, ladies and gents, but this is part of the SNL playoff series. Big Fraser's joining me later on tonight, so that'll be out as well. And then we're going to have one of the Edinburgh boys and one of the Fife boys on. And then we will be releasing more details about a live podcast coming to you from Edinburgh Ice Rink on Saturday. Murrayfield Ice Rink, really. It is Murrayfield, isn't it? So, looking forward to it, ladies and gents. If you haven't already, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Easy for me to say. And we'll be bringing you loads more content, plenty on our social media as well over the entirety of the weekend. Gary, all the best, mate. Have a good game. Bye. Play well. And we'll see you at the weekend. Ladies and gents, if you're in Edinburgh, pop by, say hello, have a pint. See you again soon. Peace.
On a gathering storm comes a tall, handsome man in a dusty black coat with a red right hand.